Hashem is Bochel begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter in the Lamb's Hilchah Shabbos, Atumah, and the laws of all the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. So in this Perek, the Rambam qualifies the progression of levels as it relates to the laws of Tumah of Chulin, unconsecrated produce, Truma, and that of Kachin. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding the levels of Tumah regarding food items. So, Kamukim Shenema Bechulin Pasa, wherever it says by food items that it's invalid, that means to say that the food item itself is going to become tummy, but it's not going to contaminate another food item. Ella, rather, if it's going to touch some other food item, it's going to be tar, because pasul means it itself is tummy, but it does not transmit it further. Halacha beis, harishin shebechulin, a first degree level of tumma of chulin is tummy, it's itself richly impure, or metame can contaminate other things. Hasheni, when that's a second level, where there's Av, then it goes to the Rishon, then Sheni, Pasul is invalid, but Loi Metame and does not contaminate anything else, because Vein Sheni, Eisa Shlisha B'chulin, a second degree level cannot make a third degree level when it comes to unconsecrated produce. U'menayin Loi Chasheni Shu Pasul B'chulin, now would we know that a food item that's a second degree level could be invalid when it comes to Chulin? Shlomo says in the Pasuk Mi'ikra, says V'chol Kli Cheres, in any earthenware vessel, Hashayipul Mehem Al Teicha, that the dead sherets are going to fall, which is Navatoma, inside that earthenware vessel, Kol HaShabetoicha Yitma, whatever is inside is going to be Tomei, Sinimza comes out, HaSheretz, the dead bug, is an Avatoma. Ukli Cheres, and Novel HaSheretz Lavira, in the earthenware vessel that the sherets falls inside, in transmission becomes a Rishon, and Ba'eicha Shabakli, which gets from the Tumah of the airspace of the earthenware vessel, the food item inside the vessel, the Sheni. Ba'eicha Yitma says it's going to be Tomei, so you see that regarding Chulin, it could become a Sheni. The chain sheretz and nafal avar tam, the same thing would apply to a sheretz, a dead vermin that falls into the airspace of an oven. Again, hapashniya, the bread that's inside would be a second degree level, shatan the rishon, because the oven itself becomes a rishon and the bread becomes a sheni. Halacha gimel harishon b'sheni shebetruma. Now moving on to truma, the first degree and the second degree level of by truma is tamein umetamen. Not only is it tamei, it could also contaminate other things. Now hashlishi, but the truma that's a third degree level is possible in metamei because it's invalid, but does not contaminate other things. Because vein shlishi eiser devi betruma, a third degree level cannot make a fourth degree level when it comes to truma. Now menayin loy hashlishi shu paisa betruma. How do we know that a third degree level of a food item could be invalid when it comes to truma, which the word's really pasul, not paisel? Ishnamak, it says in the pasuk over there in Mayikra, it says avah Hashem shavetar. The person who is tamei, he's going to immerse himself, and his sun is going to set, and he's going to be tahar. The acha yochem lekadoshem, and then subsequently he's going to eat from the holy things, which actually refers to that of truma. So that's only when there's hair of shemesh. So nimtzer comes out the tful yayim when he had only immersed himself that day. Asa b'truma is forbidden in truma shayav shemesh until the sun sets. And v'mnogabot, and that is because if he touches the truma, psali is invalidated. And utfulyim kashen latumahu. And someone who immersed himself that day, we had spoken about in previous parakim, is like a second degree level of tumah. So lamata, what this teaches you is shasheni is a shlishi b'truma, that the tfulyim, who's a sheni, that we see that it's problematic if he touches the truma, because he's going to make it into a shlishi. So we see that unlike chulim, which only goes to a sheni, truma goes up until a shlishi. Halacha dal. Harishin b'sheni b'shlishi b'kodesh. Moving on to the next category. A first degree, a second degree, and a third degree of tumah by kachim, tamein umetamen. Not only their tummy, they can contaminate other things. Haravi, when it's a fourth degree level, pasul ein umetamen, it's invalid, but does not contaminate other things because ve'ein ravi oisich hamishal oilam. A fourth degree level of kachim cannot make a fifth degree at any point. Now, minayin l'shlisha b'kiddush u'tamei. How do we know that a third degree level of kachim is not only invalid, it's tummy? Krishnamit says in the pasuk, imayukra v'abasa shigu b'chol tummy, the meat of the carbon that's going to touch anything that's tummy lo yochel cannot be eaten. The pasig already calls a second degree level tame. Kishnemet says in the pasig we quoted before, according to halacha beis, whatever's inside the earthenware vessel becomes tame. And we said that food item is becoming a sheni. So this comes to teach you, the pasig is saying, and the meat that touches anything that's tame, which is even a sheni, so if the meat of the carbon is touching that of a sheni, nitma becomes tame, which means to say, it's becoming tummy, which is not only that it becomes invalid, but we're saying that it's tummy, and therefore we're going to have to burn it. Now, how do we know that that goes even one step further by kachim, that the fourth degree level of kachim is going to be invalid? We know regarding the shlishi of the kachim that it's going to be tummy, as the meat touching the tummy cannot eat it. Now, would we know it goes to even ravi? Mekavachemer. someone lacking atonement, which already had sundown, he just didn't bring his karbanis of purification. Once he had sundown, he's permitted truma. And also, HaKadosh is still forbidden in Kachim HaTshiyah B'Kaparos until he brings the atonement the following day. So HaShlishi Shu Pasal B'Truma. So regarding a third degree, which is invalid for Truma, and you have to be more severe by that of Kachim, in the Din Shiyasra Vi B'Kadosh, isn't it a Kavu Chaymer that it's going to make for Kachim into a fourth degree level? And that's how you know that it's going to invalidate a Revi B'Kachim. Aval Chamishi Tar, but a fifth level is going to be pure. Halacha A continues regarding that of what's called Basar Taiva, which is regular, unconsecrated meat, that of Chulin. So Basar Taiva, the meat that a person desires, regular Chulin meat, Av Bishutar, although it's pure, Gozru Lav Shi Kishlisha Tumah, they made a decree that it should be like a third degree level of Tumah, which Mitame HaSakayit, the only thing that a third degree could contaminate, is not for Truma and for Shur, not for Chulin, it will invalidate, really, that of Kachim, and in a place less of Truma, but it will not invalidate Truma. Now, what's the reason for this? Says Rambi, your only appears to me, they didn't make this the Gezerah, El Kadesh Le Yervuhu Im Sar Kodesh, just so that we shouldn't mix up the Chulin meat with the Kachim meat. So, if it's a Shlishi, it's not going to be problematic for anything else but for Kachim, so we're going to keep them separate. Why do we want them separate? Because if not, the Yavoyu Litois, they could end up making a mistake and making an error. They'll mix up and they'll think that this meat is the unconsecrated meat. And the truth is, Rukaydish is really kachim meat. They're in a state of tum, which a lot of a chulim, which is not a kachim. And therefore, they made it into like a shlishi in general, any chulim meat. Lach above continues regarding when there's a combination of food items through a liquid in between. As Rambam says, Lach above, chiburi eichon, a combination of food items, alidei mashkin, through a liquid. So you have two food items, and between them there's a liquid touching both of them. Hadehim chibur, so they're considered connected, letame tumas achalon, to contaminate the tumah of food items. So let's say if tumah is touching one of them, the other one's also going to become tame. Now, b'vadavar safek, but still there's an element of doubt. Im chashubim kaguf echad, we consider them literally as one entity, one body, in regards to limnis bemerushin b'sheini b'shlishi, regarding the previous discussion of the beginning part of this parak, regarding, as we said in transmission, it goes first degree, second degree, third degree. So is it like one body that we would consider it as one entity and it would not be, even the other piece would not be one step lower? Or maybe do we consider the piece that it touched, that as the rishon, the tumah that was av made into rishon, the one that's, although it's connected with it, and it's going to become tumah, but it becomes a sheni, a second degree, it's not clear what its status is. Halacha Zayin continues with this of a second degree of chulin, a third degree of truma, and a fourth degree as it relates to kachin. So hasheni shebechulin, which is the lowest we said chulin could become tumah, the second degree, paisel achle truma. Now, although we said it doesn't go further for chulin to become a shlishi, but it could invalidate the food items of truma, but it's some shlishi, make them into a shlishi. Now, if v'mnoga b'mashke chulin touches chulin liquids, actually timam, it will make it tameh, meaning the liquids are going to become a rishon, because we explained many times that whatever invalidates truma, which we just said it can make truma into a shlishi, will make liquids into a rishon. And vein tzarech l'mi enough to say v'mnoga b'mashke truma, for sure if it touch a liquid of truma, a b'mashke kodesh, a liquid of kodeshim, shum tameh sekol, that's going to contaminate everything because it becomes a region. Halacha ches, hashlishi shebetruma, the lowest that truma could go, a third degree level by truma, shenaga bach lekodesh betouch the food items of kachim, well psalam invalidates them, v'nas revi, and the kachim becomes revi. Now v'noga b'mashka kodesh, if it touches a liquid of kachim, well timan makes it tamim, v'nas tchil again, like liquid always becomes then back like a region. Now amam noga shlishi shebetruma b'mashke truma, but let's say the liquid of truma, a third degree level of truma, actually touch b'mashke truma, the liquid of truma, actually arei utar. Because the halacha was only said, even though chulin is limited, but if it's a sheni, and will metami truma, then the liquid becomes a rishon. But here, even though it's a shlishi of truma, there actually, it although that would make kachim of revi, that will not make a liquid into a rishon, and hence it's going to be tar, because truma cannot contaminate other truma past a shlishi. And mechein revi bar sheba kodesh, show too, if you have kachim that's a fourth degree level, the mnoga b'mashka kodesh, if it touched the liquid of kachim, it is a tar, it's going to be tar, it's only that of a sheni, which would make truma possible, that would make the liquid into a rishon. Halacha tes. Chulin shenasal taharas truma. If chulin, which actually has no prohibitions regarding tahara, but someone treats as chulin because there's a higher level of purity when someone treats even this unconsecrated produce with the purity of truma, So Shlishi Shebehem, so the Shlishi that relates to those Chulin, will be possible, will be Malka Truma, will have the same halachic status as Truma. Vimnoga Bakaidish. And however, if it touched Kadshim, Enoi Sey Revi, it's not going to make it Revi. Vafilim Mashka Kaidish in the place, it's not even going to validate the Kadshim liquids. Because although for regarding Truma, we treated this status, but it doesn't have any standing regarding that of Kadshim. Because Chulin itself cannot become a Shlishi. Now regarding a chulin that was made with the purity of kodshim, a higher level, a higher standard, their third degree level will be tar like that of chulin. We didn't say that halacha regarding the halacha of as applies to kodshim. We're going to treat it as it's pure as it is as chulin, because chulin does not become a shlishi. Halacha yud, continue regarding the food item that's revi or that of a shlishi. So oichel revi shebekodesh, if someone eats a fourth degree level of tuma of kachem, so also leilechel esakodesh, this person now is forbidden to eat kachem. With a chacham mugayzer that the person who eats it should be tummy like the food that he's eating, which could become a revi, and even though food items do not contaminate the one who eats it by touching, and still he's forbidden to eat kachem. But umut liga bekodesh. They in the place, but he's permitted to touch kachem, not like eat kachem, but like he's allowed to touch kachem, and he does not invalidate it because a revi does not make a chamisha by kachem. And this is a filat tavshal shenis of ba'kodesh. And even if it's not straight up kachem, it's just a cooked dish that he had some kachem mixed in, and ve'em boy kezais, you don't even have in the kachem a kezais b'chdeichas pras, and all of a sudden that can be eaten in the amount of time that it takes to eat a half of a loaf of bread. Still, hariza lo ya'ochel b'revi yishal kodesh. So the one who has eaten the revi of kachem is not allowed to eat that of, he's not allowed to eat kachem now. Even though regarding other halachas, we don't treat it as if it's even extant because you don't have that much kachem even of a kezayis for techelis pras. Ela b'chamishi, only if it's a chamishi, shutar, which that's considered tar, regarding the laws of kachem, k'mosh b'yan, like we explained in halacha dal. Halacha yud aleph, similar halacha, oichel shlishi shebetshuma atzma, which is also the lowest truma could go. If someone eats a shlish of truma itself, or similarly the equivalent chulin that was made with the harab truma, which we said that has the equivalent in contrast to that of kachim, where you treat it like truma itself. Hariza asa lechalas truma. Well, here also is now eat then the truma. We treat the one who ate it like the food itself, like the shlishi that it could be. He's forbidden to eat truma until he immerses himself. But mutaliga b'truma, but it's alright. But he's allowed to touch truma and it's tar. Because as the Rambam explains for this and the previous halacha, b'chila asamala, regarding eating, they made a lot higher level of standard, b'negila asamala, but regarding touching, they didn't make it. Now, b'medvamum, when do we say this? That in regard to truma, unlike that of kachim, it's b'truma atzma, only regarding the truma itself. Avatavshal shenasar b'truma, regarding a cooked dish that you had some truma mixed in, im einchem kizayis b'chil chiz prast, we don't have enough size in the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Then you are permitted to eat from that cooked dish. Just like you touched from truma, in contrast to that of kachim in the previous halacha. Halacha base continues regarding qualifying the halachas of kachim and truma. So eichel shlishi shebetruma. If someone eats the lowest level of the tuma of truma, that of a shlishi, eichel chulin shenasu al taras truma, or chulin that's made with the level of sanctity of truma. So Avat Bishu told him the Giz Truma, as we said in the previous halacha, although he's pure for touching Truma, Harei Kishen Yilin Yikaidish. This is a different halacha. Although we said previously that he wouldn't be able to then eat Truma, another idea is, we make him like a Sheni regarding the laws of Kachim. Shetahar is Truma, why is that? Why do you make him like a Sheni? We said it's like a Shlishi. No, make him like a Sheni, but regards the laws of Kachim, which are more severe. Because Shatar is Truma, although this purity of Truma, in general, the purity of Truma is Tumahi Yitzla HaKadosh. It's considered like Tumahi regarding Kachim, regarding that we treat it like a Sheni. And Avalo Eichel Shlishi Shebechulin, Shenasa Taras HaKadosh. But if someone eats a third degree level of Chulin, which was made with the purity of Kachim, Harehu Tar, then it's going to be Tar, Shein Lucha Dovash Eish Ravid B'Kadosh, because there's nothing that can make a fourth degree level by Kachim, El Kadosh Mekudosh Bolvad, only that which is coming from that of kachim itself, and but not from chulin that's made with taras hakodesh, which obviously we're talking about those of the higher levels of standard that they made a gezeirah regarding kachim. But of course, intrinsic tumas, for example, the shlishi b'truma, that would make revi, like we said in halacha chas. But regarding the higher standards, that could only make revi b'kachim by kodesh itself, and not by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. For that, we're going to consider as tar. All that which we call kadshim, regarding that which is said regarding the tumah of food items and beverages, that's holy things from the holy things. Kugain Basar Kajra Kashim, like the meat of the higher level karbanas, the chatas and ashram, those things like that, of Basar Kajim Kam, the meat of lower level karbanas like Shlamim, the Khalastoid, the breads of the Thanksgiving offering, or the Kikin Nazir, the wafers of the Nazir and his offering, Shanishchat Alei Nazevach, if the carbon that it's brought with was already slaughtered, which that actually is what sanctifies the breads with its sanctity, of Amanachis, or the flower offerings that come on their own, not as like an addition to their carbon. If Shekadosh Shubakeli, if it's already been sanctified in the vessel, Ushte Alechem, and the two showbreads, Velechem Aponim, and the Shei Alechem is the two breads brought on Shavuos, Alechem Aponim is the 12 showbreads, Mishakom Batana, here it's a different qualification, if it was already crusted and it's baked in the oven. Those things are what we're talking about regarding the laws of Kachem, if it's for its Tumah. Al-Khal is Toida, or Kikin Nazar, but regarding the breads of the Toida and the wafers of the Nazar, Shle Nishchad Limazavach, if the carbon was not slaughtered yet, or the flower offerings that were not sanctified in the vessel yet, in they don't have a status like kachim regarding being a revi, and not like chulin. And like a chuma, there actually has a middle stage as like the halacha of chuma. Halacha yadalad, hachala, which is a portion taken off by a certain amount of dough that's made, given to the kayin, which has halacha like chuma, vabikurim, which is the first fruits, also like chuma, vatashlumi teruma v'chumisha, and also the payment of chuma. Someone owes it to that of Truma, let's say a Tzar ate the Truma, so he has to pay back Luchumisha and its additional fifth of a penalty. Hadim Ketruma, they all have the Hasim Aloha as Truma, which we were speaking about, that goes to Lashlishi, all the different Alochas that we mentioned. Aloha Tazvav, Hatevel, which is untithed produce, Vamaduma, is that which is mixed in Chulim with Truma. We could do the Truma, or the growth of Truma, which was planted and sprouted. The new grain is rabbinically forbidden. Umaiser Shein Nebarishin, and regarding the second tithe, which is taken up in the first tithe, Visa Tvul L'Challah, and regarding dough that is considered untithe regarding the challah, which was not separated yet. Hadem Kachul, and all these things are considered like unconsecrated produce, because although there's elements of Truma that was, or it's going to be, but right now it's regular Chulun. Verishin Tami Bem, and therefore the first degree is Tami by them, but Shein the Apostle technically invalidates, Vemim Shlisha, but it's not going to be Shlisha because we do not consider that as Truma. Halachat Design concludes regarding a doubt as it applies to one of the cases we just mentioned of chulin, which is tovel, it's untithed for the challah. So called davash avadoi metames chulin atarei, anything where definitive contaminates chulin from biblical law, gazer al sveikoi, they decreed regarding its doubt, bechulin hatvul mechallah, regarding the untithed dough, which has not yet been separated from its challah, meaning, shetiyasa isa isa betara, that you should take off that dough in the state of purity. You mean you should do it, you should finish making the dough in the state of purity, in this suffix, u'mafrish min challah. So it'll separate challah, but v'chalos etluyim. The status of the challah is in the state of suspension, meaning lo nechalos, you can't eat it, because if it did become tameh, it's like trum that became tameh, which cannot be eaten. But v'lo nesrafes, it's not burned, because maybe it is tar, and you're not allowed to actively destroy truma and challah that's tar, and so you have to finish in the state of purity, and then you just leave it till it rots, because you don't know what its state is, and that's what we're saying, that although it is chulin, but since if it was definitive, it would be tameh, so in the suffix, which the relevancy is regarding the challah, which that's really where the halachas of tumah doesn't really apply to chulin, but it's as it relates to then the subsequent halacha of the challah that's separate, which is tumah, that's going to be loy nechalas, loy nesrevas.